Okay, today is Daf Tezayin. We're on the end of Tezvav Amud Beis, and today's shiur is sponsored by the Daskal family, L'ilu Nishmas, David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai, and by the Silver family, L'ilu Nishmas, Binyamin Ben Mordechai. Shalom Shavalias, Shav Simchas. Okay, so we're in the middle of explaining why there was a Kal V'Chomer. We had a Kal V'Chomer from Almana. That an Almana, who is mutter to the whole world, except for one person, and she marries him, she creates a chalal, problems with the children. So a woman who is a tzaras erva or machzik grusha, which is us and more people, should create a chalal. Right. The problem is, as the Gemara said, maybe that kal v'chomer is not a good kal v'chomer. Why? Because once an almana marries a kohen gadol, even if they get divorced, she could never marry another kohen. Because she ruined herself. They don't find that by other people. It's a woman is a machzik grushaso. So she can still marry other people. Right? So it's not the same. O Dilma, ikal nifrach. Ma'almana, she atzim mechalelet. She herself becomes like a chalal. You can only be born a chalal. You can't get that status later in life. You can only be born that way. The point is that maybe, but it's still true, she becomes like that. She can't. So therefore what? Therefore, v'amalahu, and therefore he said, tsaros, anat tsaros, misyare ani, I'm afraid. Why am I afraid? Because what's going to happen with those bnei tsaros that their mothers had married according to Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai hold, you're allowed to marry a tsara, right? According to Beis Shammai, what's going to be? These children are not going to be royal for the kahuna. B'nai Tzaros, but the B'nai Tzaros of Hillel, of Beis Hillel, who said they can get married without any problem, Ani Meid Lachem, Ameid, that even Beis Shammai would agree, they're kosher for the kahuna. Okay.
Not a Kohen Gadol.
Not a Kohen Gadol, no. Okay.
And Beis Shammai agrees to that?
Yes.
So that's not a riot that Beis Shammai...
Exactly, there's no riot now, what he did.
Right.
Tashma, let's try to bring another raya where the Beis Shammai held like themselves. It says like this: Bimei Rabbi Dosa ben Horkanus, in the days of Rabbi Dosa ben Horkanus, he tiru tsaros habas la'achin. They allowed the tsara of a daughter to marry the guy. In other words, Reuben and Shimon were brothers. Reuben's married to two women. Number one, Shimon's daughter. Number two, someone else. Reuben died. Shimon cannot marry his own daughter, but he can marry the other one. The tsaros habas. He allowed that. Hutru tzaras habas la'achin. Shmamina asu. Shmamina. There you go. They did it. They practiced what they preached. We don't hold like them, but they held it themselves. Gufa. Now we're going to have a whole long story. That's what I told you. Amud Aleph is easy. A whole long story. Bimei Rabbi Dosa ben Horkanus. Hitiru tzaras habas la'achin. They allowed the tzaras habas to a brother. Vayadavar kasha l'chachamim. That was very difficult for the Chachamim. Why? Mipnei she'achacham gadol haya. He was a big Chacham. Ve'enav kamo mulevo beis hamedrash. But for some reason, he didn't come to the beis hamedrash. Okay. Amar lo, Amar mi yelech v'yodi uhu. Who's going to go and visit Rav Dosa ben Horkanus and find out what's going on with him? Amar lehem Rav Yeshua gezunt. Ani yelech. I'll go. The achar of me and who else? Elizabeth ben Azariah, Bachar of me, Rabbi Akiva. Okay, the three of them went. Halchu v'amdal pesach beiso. They went. They stood by the entrance of the door. Nichnasa shivchaso. The shivcha came in. Amrlo, Rabbi Chachmeiso boyet lecha. Rabbi, there's three rabbis came to visit you. Amala, he told her, Yikadzu, let them in. V'nichnasu, they came in. Tafsu Rabbi Yeshua. He grabbed Rabbi Yeshua. He spoke to Rabbi Yeshua. They shivuhu al mita shalzav, and he placed him on a bed of gold. Amalei, Rebbe, emar l'talmidecha achar v'yeshev.
Tell the other people to sit down.
Tell the other people, yeah. Amalei, mihu, who are they? Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Amar, yeshlo ben l'Azariah chavirena. Wow, Azariah, my old buddy, my old friend Azariah has a son. Kara alav hamikra hazeh. He said over the following pasuk. Nar Hayisi, I was a child. V'gam Zakanti, and I'm also old now. V'lo Ra'isi tzaddik nezav. I didn't see the tzaddik that went away, that was forsaken. Vizaro mavakesh lachem. Right? And their children that seek bread. Right? We say that in benching. Right? The reason I translated it is because we're going to see who said this pasuk. So, on my base. Tafsu, foshivu alamita, shalzav. Put him on a bed of gold. Amala Rebbe, Amala Talmidecha, Acha Vayeshev, tell the others to sit down. Amale, who's that? Akiva ben Yosef. It's Akiva ben Yosef. Amale, so Reb Dosa ben Hurkan says to Rabbi Akiva, Atahu Akiva ben Yosef, Shashim Chaholech, Misova Olam, Viatsofo, you're the famous Rabbi Akiva whose name is spread from end to end of the world. Shave beni shave. You should sit down. Kemoscha Yirbu be Yisrael. There should be a lot more like you in Israel. So his. Yeah. His chilu misavavim, also behalachos. They started talking and learning. Ad shegiyo l'tzaros abbas. Until they got to the conversation to be tzaros abbas. Right? Nothing changed. Right? Talking about tzaros abbas. Amrulei. What?
They didn't want to ask him straight.
Amrulei. Amrulei. Tzaros abbas mahu. What's the story with the tzaros abbas? Amrulehem machlokes peshame besil. It's machlokes. So halacha kedivrei mi. Who do we hold like? Amrulehem halacha kebeshilol. We're like beshilol. So Amrulei, one second. Follow me, Shimcha Amru halacha kebeshamai. We heard in your name that halacha is like beshamai. So Amrulehem dosa shematim. Did you hear it in the name of dosa? Oh, Ben Horkinus shematim. Or you heard it in the name of Ben Horkinus. How'd you hear it? So Amrulei, Chai Rebbe, we swear stam shematim. We heard it stam, right? What does stam mean? Rashi says Ben Horkinus.
No son's name.
No, just Ben Horkinus. No name. Ben Horkinus. So, Amalehem, as Ach Katan Yeshli, I have a brother, a younger brother. You heard Ben Horkinus, it wasn't me, it was him. Right? Bechor Sutton, who? Bechor Sutton means very smart. Yonason Shmo. His name is Yonason. For whom we Talmid Shammai. He's the Talmud of Shammai. He's the one who said it. Vihitairu, better be careful. Shoy Kapeach Eschem Bahalachos. You better not start up with him in Halacha. Lefishiyesh Imo, Shalosh Me'az Chuvos, Pitzaras Abbas Chim Uteres. He has 300 reasons. That Tzaros Abbas should be mutter. Better watch out. Avol made on the alai, Shemayim va'aretz. I'll swear by heaven and earth, Sha'al meducha zu, that on this meducha, on this mortar, Yoshav Chagai Hanavi sat right here, for Amru Shlosha Dvarim, and he said three things. He said, number one, Tzaros Abbas Asura, it's Asur Tzaros Abbas. Number two, Amon Umoav Maasrin Meiser Sheni Bishvias Meiser Oni Bishvias. I'm sorry. In Amon and Moav, you give Meiser Oni during Shemitah. We'll see what that means in a minute. And number three is Mekablin Gerim Minat Kadrudian Uminat Tarmudim. We can accept Gerim from those people. Why not? We'll see in a few minutes. Why not? What's the second one? That in Amon and Moav you can accept. You can give Meiser Oni during Shemitah. So it's amazing. That we just had a shiur on Shabbos about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, about Shemitah, and Mamash, the next daf is about this topic. So a little Rashi. Amon and Moav. So what's Amon and Moav? It's a whole machlokas here between this big Tosfos, what Amon and Moav exactly is. It's not Israel. It's not Eretz Yisrael. It's right nearby.
Jordan.
So Tosfos has a whole discussion how Amon and Moav and Eretz, Sichon, and Og don't necessarily overlap.
It's not southern.
Right. Right. So what's Amon and Moav? It's right nearby. So here we go. See Rashi. Rashi says, Yisraelim, Hadarim, Be'eretz, Amon and Moav. Jews that live in the land of Amon and Moav. Right? Amon is Amman. The town Amman in Jordan is Amon. It's the same word. Shekibesh Moshe Misichon. Moshe captured it from Sichon. Right, that's what Tosfos says. They don't overlap everywhere.
You have to work it out because Dunagel.
Exactly.
They were there already.
Right, so this big Tosfos saying Sichon and Sichon, Eretz Sichon, Eretz Amon don't necessarily overlap 100% because there's different halachas. But okay.
Moshe captured Sichon?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he couldn't capture directly Amon Moav because Hashem said he couldn't capture Amon Moav because the right thing he's there.
What?
He couldn't take Amon Moav directly because they were weren't they nice to
okay, 1 minute.
Loads,
what? Some of it. The Neskadchu Kedushas Eretz Yisrael.
How did Moshe Rabbeinu get to
They fought. What do you mean? What? In the farm and in Parshas Chukat, they had a whole fight over there. Oh, right. Anyway, Viniskadja Bekadush, at that time it was Miskadish Kadush Eretz Yisrael. The Akshav Bebayashani, when the second base of Mikdash came, Butla Kedushasa. There's no more Kedusha there. Vizorin Bishvias. They would plant during Shemitah. Why? Because it's Chutzlaritz. No issue. No issue.
That's where the Badans got this live from.
Vitiknu Lahem, Maiser Rishon, Umaiser Oni Bishvias. And they made a rule that these places should have the dinim of Maiser Rishon and Maiser Oni during the Shemitah year. Why? So the people will have something to eat. Right? They'll have something to eat. Kidimifarish Lakaman, Bibnei Parsas Aniyim Sheba Eretz Yisrael. To help support the Aniyim in Israel. She'ein lehem alechol b'shvias. There's not that much to eat. Lefisha bato leket chichupeya. Because there's no leket chichupeya during Shemitah. V'holchim sham v'notlim leket chichupeya u'maiserani. So they figured out a way. We'll make a gzeira. It's not a gzeira. That on mice, there's no maiserani on the produce in Chutzlaritz. No such thing. They made a gzeira on during Shemitah, yeah. Why? Give the name what to eat, something.
See, that Evan said that, why can they go to the field, which are hefker on Shemitah, and take whatever they want?
What?
Why can they say maniyam?
Because the owners are doing that. So there's not enough to go around, it's not enough.
You know, doing what?
Actually, the owners put outside
what?
The fruit. They took the fruit and put it outside.
I know,
they didn't want to trample. They didn't want to destroy it.
The owner of the
business with it.
What?
They're not doing business.
Correct. So there's not, but there's no one working it.
There's no planting.
There's no plowing. There's no planting.
They're running out of. Plenty. What are you getting at?
You're getting the eighth year, the seventh you have from the sixth.
What?
The eighth year.
You have from the sixth till the winter. Then there's nothing to eat. It's not easy.
We're not having a problem now. You have a problem from
next year.
You'll have a problem after Chanukah. You'll have a problem. Forget next year. You have a Chanukah. You're going to have a problem already. You're going to have a problem in a few months. What? Potentially. Back then?
Today is not a problem.
But they had a problem.
Like,
I'm from California.
Just you
got to
watch out.
Tana, we have a brayso that's taught. Kishenichnasu, when they all came in to visit Rav Dosa ben Hurkanus, nichnasu pesach echad, they came in one entrance. But kishiyatu, when they left, yatu b'shlosha pesachim. They left in three separate entrances. Epaga Rabbo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva bumps into this Yonason. Right? This Yonason, the brother, bumps into Rabbi Akiva. Akshile. He asked some questions. Voke me. He stood his ground. Amal atu Akiva sheshimcha holech misof olam batzovo. You're the famous Rabbi Akiva. Ashrecha shezachis l'sham. Wow, we're lucky to have you a guest over here. Vadayin lo igat the Leroy Booker, but he still didn't get to the level of a. You're not even a shepherd, a Roy Booker. So Amal lo Rabbi Akiva says Amal lo Rabbi Akiva. I feel Roy Tone. I'm not even a Roy Tone. He's being humble. Anyway, Amon Moav. So he held Saras Abbas is okay. The next one was Amon Moav Maaser and Maaser Shein Oni B'Shviyas Damar Mar Harba Krachim Kivshu Ole Mitzrayim. Many cities Ole Mitzrayim captured. Velo Kivshu Ole Bavel, and Ole Bavel did not capture. V'Kedusha Rishona Kidshala Chaita Velo Kidshala Asid Lavo. The Kedusha Rishona went away with the destruction of the first base of Mikdash.
The whole Israel, or just the Amon Moav?
The whole Israel. The only place not maybe is Har HaBayis. Right? We said that's the Machlokas. If the Har HaBayis lost its Kedusha. But the rest of Israel lost its Kedusha. Then, V'hinicham, they left these places unkedushed. They did not make these new places, when they came back a second time, they did not make these places have Kedusha on purpose. Why? They left them alone. They didn't sanctify them. Kedei in order, shiyitzmuchu aleihem aniyim b'shvias, that aniyim should have what to eat during Shemitah. Right, they're not Israel proper anyway. It's not Israel proper. It was Israel during Moshe's time, and during the first Beis Hamikdash, when they came back, they left it without Kedusha, so that when there's Shemitah, the people will have what to eat. Okay? Good. Next. Umakablin geirim menakar duyim umivatar mudim. What's that? Ain't is that true? Fatani Rabbi Baricheskel, Amakabal Gerim and Arkaduyim. No, we can't accept Gerim from them. We'll see why not in a minute. Amar Ravashi, no, Kartuyim Itmar. That's a different nation. That's called Kartuyim. Kedamri Intri, Kartuyim Psulamo. The Kartuyim Apostle. I don't know. Maybe. Vigad army, right, tell you right, Cheskel, Amakablin Gairman are Kartuyim, my lav, Kartuyim, Hainu, Karduyim, aren't they the same? Amar Vashin, look, no. Kartuyim Luchod, the Karduyim Luchod, the separate nations. Kid Amri Inchi, Kartuyim Psuli. Rabbi Yochad and Vesava, Vesavia, Amri Tarvayu, Amakablin Gairman, men are Tarmudim. You can't accept Gairman from the Tarmudim. Aye, Omiya Rabbi Yochad and Rachi, Vatnan. Tosfos asks, no, Tosfos doesn't ask that. Someone asks, how could Rabbi Yochanan argue on Chagai Navi? Right? Chagai said you can. He says, no, you can't. So the Gemara says, aye, Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, Votnan, Kola Kasamim, Haboy Menarekim Tahorim. All stains of Nida stains, blood stains, that come from the town of Rekim are Tahor. Why? Because, Rashi says, there's no stains on Goyim. There's no din of Kasamim on Goy. The goyim lived here. So you bring me a baguette with a blood, need the blood of a goy. It doesn't make a difference. They don't have the kind of tumah. We do say the goyim have tumah. That's a derabban on a xavier. We don't want you hanging around goyim. But it nothing to do with etzem din of tumah by a goy. It's no such thing.
Rekim is
part of his soul. So it's a different rekim, right? Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Matame. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It's tumah these stains. Why? Mipnei shehem geirim. The Gerim living there, they were converts, Vitohim. And they don't have the halachas. So what happened, says Rashi, the last Rashi, second to last Rashi on the page, Shehemiru Daitam. After they became Gerim, they became Nafrum. They threw away the Das, the religion. Vigazu halachas them, so they had to make a Gerim, because they're all Jews. Right? Once you convert, you can't take it back. So the status of the din of a Jew, but they're not keeping Tyrus and Mishpacha. So they made a gzeir, it's all afalpi, shechatu shemiru, even though they sinned and they don't keep the religion. Yisraeli had, they're still Jews. Okay. What does that have to do with anything? So, mibein ovde kochavim, tahorin. But if it's really goyim, it's still tar. Vavinan ba, and we ask, kapasik vatani, you just said, mibein ovde kochavim, that's tar. Vafilu min tarmod, even from tarmod. From Rabbi Yochanan said, Zoso Maris, Mekablin Gairi Tarmod. So now you see you do accept Gairi from Tarmod. Why? Because they're real Goyim. We're going to see in a minute the reason why we don't accept Gairi from these places because we're afraid they're already Jews. And they're Mabzerim, so we don't want these being Gairi. They're already Jews, but they're Mabzerim. So what are we going to do? We'll be Mekabal them as Gairi. They're already Jews. But the problem is they're Mabzerim. So we don't want these around. You know what? You guys can't be. So now Rabbi Yochanan sows for himself. He's just saying over something, and he doesn't really agree with it. That can't be. The halacha is like a stam mishnah. So the halacha is there for what? Rabbi Yochanan always held like a stam mishnah. So you can't tell me he didn't agree with this. Of course he agreed with it. So if he agreed with it, he's still sort of contradicting himself. So the Gemara answers, his cheap answer, it's a machloka, what Rabbi Yochanan said. Kind of steer in Rabbi Yochanan. In one place he said you can't accept Gerim from these people, and another place he said you cannot. Good? Very good. Mi Tarmod, my time alow. Why can't we take Gerim from Tarmod? Why not? So Chagai Hanavi said that we could, right? Chagai Hanavi said we can. He's saying here we can't. Why not? Pligi ba Rabbi Yochanan v'tzadio. Chad amar mishul avdei Shlomo. Because of Avdei Shlomo, what's Avdei Shlomo? It says Rashi, Avdei Shlomo, Shenasu Benos Yisrael Machmas Oshron. They married Jewish girls because they were rich. V'darin Sham Becheskas Ovdei Kochavim, and they stayed married to them as they were living as Goyim. V'Kosavar, and he holds Ovid Kochavim, the Eved Haba Albas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. That's very controversial. Right? Especially the goy part. If a Jewish girl has a baby with a goy, the child's a mamzer?
Not a mamzer. Then all of America would be.
Right? What's why she's talking about? The problem is not Tosfos, Tosfos Kosovar Ovi Kochavim, right? Tosfos says Rashi, what's Rashi talking about? It's not Rashi, it's the Gemara. Because look at the Gemara. The V'chad Amar B'shem B'nos Yerushalayim. Others say the problem is the daughters of Yerushalayim. What is that? So Rashi says, "L'kamei mefarish lo benos Yerushalayim bechorbanah kishu avdei chav v'nasim." What happened was when Yerushalayim was being destroyed, many of the Romans started raping Jewish girls. I don't know what the problem is with that, because the babies are still Jewish.
It's the other way around.
The Roman women were raping Jewish men? No.
No.
It was after the mother.
No, the law is if the woman is a goy.
Yeah, exactly. She's a Jewish girl. But those Jewish line, the Jewish girls.
Yeah, but if
No, Bishloma. Bishloma, Lamanda, of the Shlomo. If you want to tell me the problem was the Avdi Shlomo were marrying these women. Kasavri Origochovim the Ever al Bobasra Vlad Mamzer. Gemara says that. That makes perfect sense. Why it's a problem. Why? Because these children are Mamzerim. Now, whether they think they're Jews or not, we're not going to accept it now as Gerim. Because they're all Mamzerim. It's going to be big problems.
You know, you're talking about the first generation. You may be talking with Evan Shlomo, is talking about many generations back.
So
what they're doing is, they consider themselves, you have some males, some females, and by the time it waters down couple of generations,
right, they're all going.
You don't know what they are.
Right, so right. I hear that, but that's not, I agree with that. That's probably what's going on here. But the Gemara makes a statement, a guy that has relations with a woman, a Jew, the child's a mamzer. That's not true.
Correct.
It's not true.
It's a very controversial statement. That's why this Tosfos has a whole discussion about it. Anyway, Elaman Dami Shabinozu Shalayim, my he. What does he say?
They went after the daughters instead of the gold.
So I understand. So what does that make? How does that make them? How does that make them problems? Pleading by Rabbi Yosef Rabbanu Tarvaya, which made Rabba Bar Rabbanu Chanamar Tracer Alfe Gavri. There were 12,000 men soldiers. Veshita Alfe Kushtuye and 6,000 archers. That's 18,000. The Chanamar no Tracer Alfe Gavri. It was 12,000 men. Umenayhu Shita Alfe Kishtaye and among them were 6,000. So total doesn't make a difference. Anyway, Bashar Shinikhsu of the Khab Lahekal, when the of the Khab went into the Hekal, Hakal Nifnu al Kesef Izav, everybody else was looking for the gold. Hey Nifnu Abrosu Shalayim. They went to the women, Shinemar, Bnashim Bitzion, Anu, Basulas, Ba'are, Yehuda. Okay? So now again, why does that create a problem?
They went for the gold.
That's fine. But why does that create, I'm not 100% sure why what's the problem with these women? So what you have to say what Mati said. As the generations went on, everyone got all intermarried. And they're all mamzerim, we don't know what they are. So we don't want to take them as gerim, because it could be the mamzerim. It could be, we don't know what they are, so we don't want to take them. Okay.
So that's it? No. Okay, so what happened to what we just said? These are not mamzerim. So what is, how do you, oh, that's a tosfos, you mean?
No.
In other words,
Chagai said, Rabbi Yonason ben Horkin has said, or Dosa ben Horkin has said, Chagai was standing right there, and he said, you can take Kerim from Talmud. Yeah. And Rabbi Yochanan says he can't. Zachary Rabbi Yochanan argue on, so look at the top Tosfos. I knew Tosfos said it. Tema. Hechi polog Rabbi Yochanan ha-Chagai ha-Navi. How can you argue on Chagai ha-Navi? V'shem ha-savar Rabbi Yochanan shelo amar chagam yolam. Who's the chagam that said that? That's all. Rabbi Dosa ben Horkin has said, Chagai said it. Who said that? Chief answer?
It's fine to say. Right, so how does the end off here now? That the armam zerim?
It's a machlokes. Chagai said they're not. Chagai Hanavi said they're not. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Chagai never said that.
And
therefore, there's a big problem.
The armam zerim?
Yeah.
But we know that's not true.
What? Well, how do we know that that's not true?
I mean, we don't hold that. Non-Jewish.
So in those days, we don't know who these people are. We don't know where they're from. They wouldn't take Aaron from them.
No, precisely. The Maris makes a statement that the non-Jew lives with a Jew.
Oh, that's okay. That's a very controversial halachic statement. I don't know the halachic lemaisa. I think it's not true halachic lemaisa. I think. I'm not 100% sure.
Have millions of relationships.
Correct. Correct. So this Tosfos Kasavar, if we have a few hours, we can go through it. He explains what's going on. I read it. It was too hard to go over. We're going to do a different Tosfos inside now. We're going to do the next one. The next one's wild, and you'll like it. Okay? And it's about Parshas Bereishis also. So it's a little Nyan Diyoma.
It's off by a Parsha.
Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Amar Rabbi Yonason. Pasuk Zeh. This pasuk, what pasuk? The pasuk of Nar Hayisi Vegam Zakanti, Sar Ha'olam Amru. The Sar of the world said it. Who's that? Who's the Sar of the world?
Hashem.
Hashem?
No, the minister.
The minister of the world? Who's that? Who's that? The Secretary General of the United Nations?
Yeah, exactly.
Who said that?
Kim Mugmun.
Nar Hayisi Gam Zakanti. I was young and old. So Man Amra, who said that? Ilema Kujubrihu. If you say Hashem said it, Mi Ika Zikna Kame? But Hashem's old. Can't be Hashem, right? Can't be. Ella David Amra? It's a pasuk in Tehillim.
It's Tehillim.
David said it? Mi Kashesh Kulai? What, David's as old as the world?
He's the oldest world got
that. Nar Hayisi, Gam Zakanti. How old? How old is he?
He's older. I don't know.
How old? He's an old. He's 70 years old. Such an old man. Right? It's old.
Yeah.
Kulahai, so old. Ella, Sar Ha'olam Amru. Who said it? The Sar Ha'olam.
I remember this is some sort of an angel who said it.
Oh. So let's see Tosfos. Pasuk Zeh, Sar Ha'olam Amru. Who is the Sar Ha'olam? So, Kasha L'Rabbeinu Tam. This is a Kasha on the Rabbeinu Tam. So, Asa Ha'pat. The Tosfos, Pasuk Zeh, Sar Ha'olam Amru. The third to last one. Kasha L'Rabbeinu Tam. The Asa Ha'payet. The Payet says, which Payet?
The Tetra.
Which Payet is it? Which Payet? So, it's the Payet that none of us said on Friday. The Payet is Simchas Torah. Which none of us said, right? No one of us said it.
No, it's small.
Because it's in small print. And no one says it. Anyway, it says in that Piyut, if you want to go look it up, right? It says in the Piyut. You want to know which Piyut it is? It's in the Yotzer. It's in the Yotzer for Simchas Torah. It says in there, Hasar HaMashares Nar Nikra, the Sar of the world, the servant of the world, he's called a Nar. Who? Matatron. The name of Matatron. Hanichbad Vanora. So praised. Alma, Matatron, who? Sar Ha'olam. He's the Sar of the world. Shenikra Nar. He's called a Nar. Ubapayit Acher, in a different piyut, Yosad Tokef Matatron Sar, that the foundation of the strong Matatron, Sar Hanepach Le'esh, Mibasar, he was a sar that was turned in from basar. He was changed from a human into an angel. Who's that? Mashma de Chanoch hu matatron. That Chanoch, who the pasuk says, the Torah says virtually nothing about him. Nothing about him. He was one of the 10 generations from Adam to Noah. He was number 7. Right? Which the Rebbeinu Bechai says, he is the Shabbos of the world. He is the Shemitah of the world. Right? He's all these most mystical things about Chanoch. Says it's a Tosfos.
Who's this girl? Where? Who's this? Who's he from? He's from where? Descended from who?
From Adam.
No, but who's this? Who is his father? Who is this? Was after Adam? Was it
Shais?
Oh, Shais. Okay.
So. Cain and Hevel die out.
Right, okay.
It's only Shais, right? So you look at the Shais had a son. He's number 7. Number 10 is Noach, right? He had a son. He's number 7, and the Torah says he died very. Everyone there died when they were 800 years old. He died at 365 years old, right? Which is the same number of days in a year. Right? He's like a complete person. And Tosa says he becomes the Malach Matatron. The problem is, Efshar Shahaya Chanoch Sara Olam, he can't be the Tsar of the world. Berberk Elu Tifras, Amar, the Besheshi Smei Bereshis Pasach Sara Olam, Amar, Yishmach Hasem B'Masav. In the beginning of the world, the angel said, the Sara Olam said, Yishmach Hashem B'Masav. Hashem's happy with what he did. The Chanoch lo hayi ma'aseh bereishis. He wasn't there. Chanoch, he wasn't there, ma'aseh bereishis. He lived 1,000 years later, right? Many years later. Probably less than 1,000. But he wasn't there day one. V'yesh lomar, the metatron ain zeh sara olam. The metatron is not the sara olam. Rather, v'ha denikra nar, he's called a nar. Lo mishum dekziv nar reisi gam zakanti. He's not called nar because of this pasuk. Ella, rather, Nar, Shkin HaYishmo, his name was Nar. That was his name. Ubipzikta, Bechez Shemos, Shal Matatron. He has 8 names. Mone, Nami, Nar. One of them is Nar. Va'od also. Da'agudas, Chalukos, Zu'al Zu. The truth is, says Tosfos, all these agadates argue on each other. Why? The Bereshit Rabbah, in Bereshit Rabbah, Yesh Omrim, the Chanoch Meis. In Medrash it says that he died. He didn't turn into an angel, he died. Kidargaminon kilokach oso, right? That Hashem took him. That's what it says in the pasuk. Hashem took him. Hamish Yichya, right? He died. Very simple. He just died. Ubreish Metzekhtes Derecheres Mashma Dinichnas LeGan Eden B'Chayev. He went into Gan Eden alive. Anyway, you know, you sometimes read these Tosfos. It's hard. Gemara. Well, very untosfos like, right? What on earth? The there's so much. My daughter was asking me yesterday about the Dor Enosh. So I said the Torah says something about it. One pasuk that it was the days of Enosh, and people started to worship Avodah Zarah. And you have these midrashim, what was going on? You know, whole worlds of people, and it's a fascinating thing. The Torah says nothing. You know, who was it? Chanoch? Matatra? What?
It's not relevant.
It's not relevant, right?
I don't know, I remember some. I don't remember where I read it, but it seems like Metetron, or Nara, I'm not sure which one, is one similar close to Rabbi Shimon's names. That's why he said it. This Nara you see on the country, that's what. One of Hashem's names, he's got a whole ton of them, is similar to either Metetron or to. I don't know.
I hear you. Now I have a question to ask all of you, which is, what's this pasuk doing in benching? What's this doing in benching? What's the shevach about it? Food for thought.
No pun intended.
No, food for thought. It's supposedly, right, after you get to Aliyah Chatzveinu, it's all shevach and brachas.
Yeah.
So what's this pasuk doing there?
Yeah, because it says the tzaddik's children will not be hungry.
Ah, the second half of the pasuk.
Yeah.
Darav HaKish Lachem. Okay, excellent. Very good. Shkoyach. Okay.
It's just a sermon.
He's saying a man transformed into an angel.
Yeah.
We have
I just read you Tosfos.
Right.
It's not some mystical sefer here we're learning. It's Tosfos.
Else in, man becomes an angel?
Do I know of any other one? Eliyahu Hanavi, maybe?
An angel? Or became,
what is he?
I don't know what he is.
Comes to Yibris Mila. He's an angel. He's not a human being.
So he never died.
What? So he's also in that quasi. We don't know what he is, right? We don't know. Anyone else? Anyone else in this? No, just these two. We don't know what this means, even. What does this mean?
What?
Okay. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan. My Dechsev, what does it mean when it says, Yodo Parash Tsar Al Kol Machmadeha? That is, the hand was stretched forth in all the treasures. Ze Amon Moav. This Amon Moav. B'shah Shenichlesu Ovdei Kochav Lehechal. The time when the guy went into the Hechal to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Hakol Nifnu Al Kesef Hezav. Everyone's going for the gold. V'heim Nifnu Al Sefer Torah. They went to the Sefer Torah. Amru, they said, the Torah that says we can't be coming to this nation, Yisrof Ba'esh, should be burnt. Tziva Hashem Liyak.
They joined the Babylonians?
This is the whole problem. This
whole thing. Because the timeline doesn't make no sense.
Exactly.
Right. So it just.
It's not pretty knocked them out already.
Right. So it just could be the idea that. It just could be the idea that they're upset about the fact that they can't become Jews.
Exactly.
Lav Daska, they actually did this.
Exactly.
But the idea is always there. Then it says, Tziva Hashem Liyakov, Tzivivav Tzarav, Amarav, what does this mean? Tziva Hashem Liyakov, Tzivivav Tzarav, Amarav, Kigon, Hamunya Lepum Nara, like this town. Amar Vihuda Amarav Asi, Ovikoch, listen to this, Ovikochav Mshikidesh Bisman Azeh, Choshishin Likadushin. If a guy gives a girl a Kedushin today, or Choshish, maybe it's a good Kedushin. Why? Maybe he's Jewish. How could that be? Shema me'aseres ha'shvatim hu. Maybe he's one of the 10 tribes. Maybe he's Jewish. You hear this? Anywhere in the world. Says the Gemara, 1 second. V'ha'kal de parish, miruba parish. But regobas a rove. Rove are not Jews. The overwhelming rove of the world are not Jews. So the Gemara answers, beduchta de kvi. What does that mean, beduchta de kvi? How do you translate that in English?
In a place where the 10 tribes are settled.
Right. That's how Rashi says. Rashi says, look at the last Rashi on the page. Beduchta dekvi b'nei aseres ha'shvatim. In the place where the 10 tribes are, there is a suffix. Not the whole world.
Right.
Only there. Where is that? We don't even know where that is. But v'chol kavua, anytime it's kavua, kimechza al-mechzadam. It's like 50-50. Therefore, v'hecha dekvi dechziv, where is that? Okay, in these places. Says the bottom Tosfos. 1 minute. So what does Rashi say? If it's a town where we know they went, then it's called Kavua. We know the Dibbet Kavua is, it's 50-50. And therefore, there's no rov. Therefore, we're choshish for Kedusha. Says Tosos, what's Rashi talking about? Rashi says Tosos, the beduchtayu have a ruba, me'aseres ha-shvatim.
Ruba, it's not it.
The beduchtayu, in those towns, they are the rov.
Right.
Not that it's 50-50, yeah. They're the rov. Therefore, you're choshish. Why? V'lo kemoshe perish b'kuntris. Not like Rashi said, mishum dechol kavua kemach salmech the dummy. What kind of thing is that? What do you mean? What do you mean kavua? The e ayil iu legabe. What do you mean? If the man leaves his house to go to the girl's house to give her a ring to propose to her, right? What's that called? It's called the parish meruba parish karina b'tzov parakam d'ksuvis. We have a din like that. If there are 10 stores and 9 are kosher and 1's treif, and you walk into one store and you don't remember which one you walked into, did I go to the kosher one? Or did I go to the non-kosher one? Well, rov is kosher. But if something's removed from the rov, meaning it's if I find a piece of meat in the street, right? No, I'm saying it wrong. I'm sorry. Kavua is mechzal mechzal, the other way around. If you walk into a store, there are 9 kosher stores and 1 treif, and you're not sure which one you walked into, then we say it's 50-50. Why? Because kol kavua is kemechzal mechza.
We say it's
right. No. If you find it in the street, then we say rov. Why? Because called the parish, meruba parish. It's removed, we go bust a rov. Says Tosos, what does that have to do with this guy? With this guy? Rashi said, called kavua kemechza al mechza. What's kavua? He lives in his house. And a girl lives in that house. So a guy gives her a ring. It's what does that mean? Says Tosos, what does that mean? Does it make any sense? What it means is, rove of the people in those towns are, maybe they're from the 10 Shvatim, so that's a chashash. Which the Tosafot says, I don't know what Rashi's talking about. Rashi needs a big head.
It wasn't that, not my stomach, he makes a statement, he's saying only in the towns.
Only in those towns.
What's the
Kosh? Where,
what's
the
Kosh?
What?
If you go into where they are, then of course they have to.
Well, I would have said they're totally lost. They're totally lost. And even in those towns, they didn't keep the Torah, so they assimilated, and none of them are Jews anymore.
They didn't keep the Torah when they were in Eretz Yisrael proper.
Right. Oh, but as long as they didn't marry Goyim, they just only have unzeirin problems.
Correct.
But the Jews. Now, not even Jews.
No.
After 2-3 generations, it's no longer Jews.
So if we know who are these towns.
So that's what I'm saying. So Rashi says, because it's Kavua Mechza Mechza. That's what does that mean? Well, the answer is because it's rov, right? Damer of Avavar Kahana, Vayinachem, Bechelech, Bechavor, Nahar Gozen, V'ori Modai, Chalach, Zechalazon, Vechavor, Zechadiv, Nahar Gozun, Zeginzak, V'ori Modai, Zechamdon, Vechavruseha. Okay? Yeah. 1 second, we'll do one more line. Chavroseh Haman, who are these towns? Amar Shmuel, Krach Mushki, Chidki, Vidunki. Okay? Farmer Biochanan, Vikulan, Lifsol. Right? Could be, he says different. Chulan Lipsol. What does Chulan Lipsol mean? Ruban Ramzerim, Ramzerim.
The reason he mentioned it is because most of them are not.
Right. Shenitmu, Asar Shvatim Bavotas, Kochavim, Ubenayan, Arayan, Ki Israelim. Everybody's Mamzer over there. Stay away from those places. Today, there's none of that. I don't think anything applies today. Right? Okay. All right,
so, a guy marries a Jewish girl, is it a betrothal?
No. We hold no.
Why?
Because Rov. Rov Goyim, right. Right.
No, no. Is that a Jew marry, non-Jew marries a Jewish girl?
There's no chalos.
No.
There's
no chalos. No, but I'm saying, the kid's Jewish, though.
Yes, but it's not chalos of a marriage.
This Gemara.
What?
The Gemara said...
No, nothing to do with this Gemara.
This is a mamzer.
What?
No,
in those places,
no,
because...
No,
in those...
the previous Gemara, it's a mamzer.
That's we have a kash on that Gemara. We don't know what to do with that Gemara. All right?
It's a chalos.
What?
A chalos.
Yeah.
If a goy marries a Jewish girl...
She can't marry a kohen. I believe
she
that's true.
Ever.
Right. Yeah. She can marry a regular Israel. Nothing wrong with it.
The question is, that's Kedushin test.
Right, right. All right. Right, good?
Yes.
We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.
Okay.
You want to end the
No. Just like...
seemed like you were.
Well, I had fun, but no.
No.
I mean, that's